Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters in Africa as well as South Africa, and to my listening audience around the globe. I welcome each and every one of you back to another episode of CWTG, where we talk about anything and everything with absolutely no sugar, no frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. So listen, I got sad news today, ladies and gentlemen, that we have the announcement to make that the Oscar-winning actor Sidney Poitier died last night at the age of 94. And I'm going to get right into this story, ladies and gentlemen, of this breaking news of such a sad thing of having one of our leading black actors passing away. Let's do some housekeeping, get rid of some dirty laundry with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976 under Title 17, Section 107. Allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing nonprofit, educational, or personal use, tips and balance in the favor of fair use. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the trailblazing black actor who's an Oscar winner, Sidney Poitier, has died at the age of 94. He was the first black man to win the Best Actor Oscar for his role in the 1963 film Lilies of the Field, for his portrayal of a traveling laborer who helped a group of white nuns build a chapel. Sidney Poitier died Friday at the age of 94. Let's go to this news article and get an update on exactly what happened.
My dear friends, it is with great sadness that I learned this morning of the passing of Sir Sidney Poitier. Our whole Bahamas grieves and extends our deepest condolences to his family. But even as we mourn, we celebrate the life of a great Bahamian, a cultural icon, an actor and film director, an entrepreneur, civil and human rights activist, and latterly a diplomat. We admire the man, not just because of his colossal achievements, but also because of who he was, his strength of character, his willingness to stand up and be counted, and the way he plotted and navigated his life's journey. The boy who moved from the tomato farm of Cat Island to become a waiter in the United States. The young man who not only taught himself to read and write, but who made the expression of words and thoughts and feelings central to his career. The man who expressed his rage against racial injustice through quiet dignity. The humanitarian who used his steely determination not just to better himself, but to better the world that he lived in, filtered through the milk of human kindness, and all of it achieved without sacrificing integrity, charm, elegance, or wit. These things don't come easily, but the fight can be good. Your peers don't give you an Oscar, you win an Oscar. Success is not a given, but it can come to those who translate talent into craft and perseverance. As Sir Sidney said himself in his autobiography, you don't have to become something you are not to be better than you were. This is the mark of the man. In our national anthem, we remind ourselves to see how the world marks the manner of our bearing. Sir Sidney's bearing upon the world shines as among the best of us. Our country is in mourning. And so I've instructed that the Bahamian flag be flown at half-mast at home and in our embassies around the world. We know the world mourns with us. So Sydney's light will continue to shine brightly for generations to come.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the sad news that we're waking up today, learning of the dying of Sydney Poitier. I'm going to bring you more on this story in other episodes, but I want to give everybody a time to reflect on the life and memory of Sydney Poitier, who brought much joy, much laughter, broke many racial barriers for black actors, as well as just for the black public. With that, all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to end this show as normal with all the other things. I'm going to end it in a moment of silence for our dear brother and king, Sydney Poitier. We love you, Sydney Poitier, and you truly will be missed. He was with us, ladies and gentlemen, from 1927 to 2022.
Community suffers from the worst health disparities. The Minister of Wellness Ministries is the only pro-black Bible-based health ministry of its kind. We teach biblical health principles that can eradicate obesity and disease. We have everything you need to feel better than you've ever felt in your life. Act now to get your biblical health ebook and DVD, both for free. TheMinisterOfWellness.com, TheMinisterOfWellness.com.